Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome and thank you for listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. I'm glad you're listening to this show. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health, and your host is yours truly, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Welcome aboard today. You know, it sounded like a punchline to a joke. It's like, how glad are you? I'm so glad that I'm going to bring a great show today. How's that? We're here today with Marie Arroyo. She's a program supervisor and a marriage and family therapist intern working for Imperial County. Welcome, Marie.
Hi.
You are our you know, we save the best for last. And we've been going through the ages from youth to from children to youth to young adults and now older adults for post-traumatic stress disorder. February, you know, we used to be Valentine's Day. It's PTSD month for whatever reason. And so we're here today to talk to you, and you are the final show. So you are adults or older adults? Or
yes, I work for the population for adults and older adults.
And we're going to talk specifically about how post-traumatic stress affects adults and how they can seek treatment and a little bit about the treatment and how it works.
Yes.
All right. Welcome aboard today.
Thank you. So first thing is for adults who have PTSD. So that means that if they had any type of trauma when they were younger, it doesn't go away as you're an adult.
Well, sometimes when it comes to people experiencing a traumatic experience when they're younger, everybody has processes trauma differently. It doesn't mean that because they experience a traumatic event in their life, doesn't mean that they're going to carry that with them through the, you know, to the end of their life. But basically sometimes people do hold on to those emotions of trauma, those thoughts that developed after having the trauma. Sometimes people experience a traumatic event in their lives, and what happens afterwards,
So that saying, that old saying, time cures all, is not...
It's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking, right?
It's wishful thinking. Well, you know, that can be applied, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to trauma, I mean, it is something that exposure, time, you know, once someone is ready to deal with any type of trauma that they experience at any given time of their lives, time is it's essential to their recovery. So it is important. Time heals wounds.
All wounds hide.
It's true in a way that once people are ready to take this challenge of dealing with their trauma, you know, that's going to help them.
But if you don't
process,
but if you don't go to any type of therapy or you don't seek any treatment, it can linger there for much longer.
Yes.
So I guess, how do we know if that's us or our neighbors or our children or our moms and dads? Let's take a half step back, Marie.
Okay.
Traumatic event, trauma. What constitutes that? I mean, you know, Kobe didn't go for 30 last night in the Lakers game. That's pretty intense.
Well, one of the
is
things,
that trauma.
It is traumatic for me.
I've got a Lakers fan working for
the
for
Lakers
me.
Fan.
It's a big deal for him.
Yes. So basically trauma, it involves a lot of things. Sometimes for men, some of the most significant things of traumatic experience could be rape, combat exposure, childhood neglect, child physical abuse. When it comes to women, it's rape, sexual molestation, physical attacks, and being threatened in a threatened situation. So those things
well,
kind
of
vary.
Well, and now we've added war to the women's list, too, because we've authorized combat actions for
front
women.
Line. Frontline.
And so one of the things is that, let's say someone experiences a traumatic experience in their lives because the lack of opportunity to receive services or they were not able to get the treatment they needed, most likely it is going to impact their lives, whether it's relationships, whether it's the way they relate with others, work. Someone who experiences a traumatic experience at an early age and because they're not able to process it effectively on their own, they can lead to traumatic post-traumatic stress disorder. Like I said earlier, not because someone is experiencing trauma doesn't mean that they're going to develop the symptoms of trauma. Usually the signs and symptoms of trauma start to appear within, I would say, like 3 to 6 months after a traumatic experience. It's usually the 6 to 1 year, because sometimes, you know, if someone is exposed, if something happens to us, I mean, we're going to react to it, and it's going to take some time for us to stop thinking about it. But if it persists, if it continues that after 6 months, after a year, the person continues to have nightmares, is not able to drive a car because, you know, they had an accident and they got like seriously injured, or there was a death in the accident, and they're not able to function the way that they used to, then that's when it starts to affect their life. And so that's where, you know, on the other hand, someone can experience the same thing and, you know, can cope with it very differently. And you know, it's driving, you know, it's able to deal with the death of that person or their physical injuries. And so it differs. It's based on the individual.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.